This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Today we're going to have our ninth podcast on smallmouth bass. This is going to be covering the streamers that we fish from the time period of the middle of June until about the middle of July here in the Shenandoah Valley. If you have an area that you're fishing that's considerably different than the geographical location than where we are, you may want to add to or take away from this. But what happens on especially the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River at this time of the year, the young sunfish are hatching out. Now, this has really been a real find in our smallmouth fishing because many large bass feed very heavily on these young sunfish. When I was a youngster growing up here in the valley, a lot of the old bait fishermen would secretly use real live sunfish that were, I'd say 2 to 3 inches long. They'd use these for bait. Now, it wasn't legal even in those days, but they still used them as their live bait. Now, there are two different ways I fish the sunfish imitations. One way I do it, if there's a good water level, is that I'll wade down relatively close to the bank and cast out across the water that I think is going to hold these young sunfish. Now, I'm talking about fishing in water that would probably be from knee-deep to maybe hip-deep over cobblestone bottom or maybe bottoms that would have rocks the size of golf balls on them. Golf ball to up to softball size. That's where you're going to find a lot of these little young sunfish, and they're going to be in relatively not slow, but certainly not out in the ripping current. So I'll wade down the bank and cast down and across stream out over these areas that hold the young sunfish and strip my fly back across that. Now, we use three flies primarily for this. The first one we used to use years ago for this that is still very effective is a James Wood bucktail. We use that and just cast it out across it and strip it back across those areas where the young sunfish are located. In more recent years, we've added a couple there as well as the James Wood bucktail. We're using the Murray's Sunfish Streamer and the Murray's Blonde Perch bucktail. And these are also very effective. Now, in addition to me wading down the bank and casting out across these areas where the young sunfish live, you can come down the middle of the river. There's one area here on the North Fork that the water out, I'll say 40 feet out off the bank, is only about waist deep. And I can wade down through there and cast in toward the bank, wading down 30, 40 feet out off the bank, cast in toward the bank where I know these young sunfish live, and strip my streamers out across there. Just a very slow stripping action. Move it 6 inches about, every 5 seconds or something like that, and just work my way down the river. Now, this is also very effective if you're floating the river. We do this when we're floating the James, the New, the main part of the Shenandoah, the South Fork of the Shenandoah. We'll run our boat. We use a high drift boat. We'll run the boat down within reasonable casting distance of the bank and just really cover those areas where we think the young sunfish are. Now, there is another option for streamers. Now, remember, I'm talking about streamers at this time period. Streamers in our lingo basically mean mini imitation. Streamers are still very effective below the riffles. Normally, at this time of the year, we still have good water levels. They're chubs like crazy below all of these riffles, especially on the North Fork of the Shenandoah. I use Shank's White streamers for this and the Murray's Chub for this. I go in right where the riffle dumps into the main part of the pool, cast across stream and maybe downstream at about a 10-degree angle, and strip that very slowly across the bottom, working my way down as far down in that main part of the pool as I can get. Good riffle might take me as much as an hour to cover it because I cover every foot in there because I know there are a lot of bass in there feeding on those chubs. Want to review one thing about the streamer action that we used. We're casting down and across stream, as I said, maybe about a 10-degree angle. When you're fishing down and across stream, whether it is with nymphs or with streamers, you always want your rod tip pointed where the line is coming out of the water. You with me on that now? The rod tip's pointed where the line is coming out of the water. The main advantage that for that is that you can feel that strike. Then at that angle, you can also set the hook very quickly. So down and across, slight angle, rod tip pointed down the current, and you're going to set that hook just as quickly as you can feel it. Now, I still like to use a line hand strike as well as the rod strike. Certainly, the basic strike is lifting the rod just like you'd be casting. Anytime I'm fishing streamers, in addition to that lifting the rod technique, I also sock him good with a line hand. My feeling is the advantage of this is that it telegraphs the strike to the bass a whole lot quicker. Now, this is particularly important if you're making long casts, because you don't want to miss the biggest fish of the year because you didn't set the hook properly. All right, so we got streamers in below the riffles. Now, we've still got terrific shiner populations on the gravel bars. Now, remember, shiners live on the gravel bars. And then when the grass comes along here in about a month or two, about half the shiners will be in the grass beds. Half of them will still be on the gravel bars. But at this time of the year, all the shiner minnows are living on these gravel bars. Now, I'm talking about water going from a foot to 2 feet deep, pea-sized gravel, marble-sized gravel in against the bank. And this is a gold mine. Now, the bass are not going to come out and feed on those areas during the bright part of the day. But what I do with the folks in my schools is to take them relatively far back off these gravel bars, back almost sometime on dry land, have them cast out across these gravel bars into the deep water right beside them. We have many people in our school catch some of the biggest fish they catch where these gravel bars taper off into water, that'll run from waist deep to maybe chest deep. But going down the gravel bar, casting down and across stream, with a chub imitation, with a shiner imitation such as the Silver Outcast and the Murray Shiner, and just try to fish them across the interface where the gravel bar tapers off into the deeper water. And cover, even if you're going to wade out and cover that whole pool later on, work your way down that gravel bar and cover that interface, because once you wade out into that drop-off, you've already scared all those fish. So take your time and cover all of these gravel bars very effectively. Now, I mentioned floating a minute ago. This is also a great way to float when you're floating the river, to fish these gravel bars by going down. You'd run the boat or canoe maybe 50 feet out from the edge of the gravel bar, cast your fly back onto the gravel bar, and strip it out into the open water. And you'd want to go slowly as you're doing it. This is a hot spot for bass at this time of the year. So you want to cover all of this area thoroughly. There's one area on the James that I go, probably a half a mile doing this. And it is so effective, I will always devote time to this. So those are the streamer techniques that we use at this time of the year. Now, next week, we're going to get into the next podcast talking about the surface bugs, the hardhead surface bugs that some people unfortunately call all poppers. And that you're going to hear me say that that's not really the way it is. But next week, we'll get into the hardhead surface bugs. But that's all I have on this. If you have any questions, just give me a ring at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.